Exercise 5, energy projection. You won't need any special props for this exercise. Again, assume your regular meditation position in a quiet room, ensuring that you won't be disturbed. Have your journal nearby and something to write with. Take some deep breaths. Feel your feet flat on the floor, your palms flat on the floor. Feel the length of your spine. Bring your consciousness to the center of your body. Surround yourself with white light. You are grounded, centered, and protected during this meditation journey. You're standing on the edge of a cliff. You're perfectly safe here. Below you, the ocean stretches out as far as your eye can see. In fact, it's easy to make out the point where the sky meets the water in the clear line of the horizon. On the ground near you are some small stones, smooth, round, small stones. Pick one up and hold it in your hands as you look towards the horizon. Now bring your arm back and throw that stone. Throw it as far as you can. How far did the stone go? Make note of it. Now pick up another stone, and this time you're going to throw it even farther. Concentrate on the place you'd like to throw it to. Ready? Throw that stone. See it sail through the sky. How far did it go? Next stone will go further. Continue this exercise. Continue picking up and throwing stones until your stones can reach the horizon. Your strength is unlimited. You're not limited to only small stones. Once your small stones reach the horizon, pick up a bigger stone. for one last stone. Give this one your best shot. Feel the weight of it in your hand. Picture the destination you'd like it to sail to. Ready? Throw your last stone. Watch it fly. Watch it fly. Where did it go? This is hard work. Enough for today. You'll come back and practice again later. But for right now, bring your awareness back into the center of your body. Your body, which is laying in your meditation room. Prepare to open your eyes, to slowly sit up, and come back to your surroundings. Grab your journal and make some notes about the experience of this exercise, the size of your stones, how far they went, how difficult it was, how easy. And when you've finished writing in your journal, come back and listen to some follow-up exercises. Follow-up exercises. These energy projection exercises are very important. They're your strength in ritual. This is practice for sending out your intentions, sending out your energy into the world for whatever your purpose is. If you want to become adept at healing, this is practice for sending out healing energy. If you want to be a peacemaker or to bring joy into others' lives, this is practice for that as well. There are many variations on this exercise, but practice with the throwing stones until you can easily pick up a huge boulder with your fingertip, lift it effortlessly above your head, and give it a small nudge and watch it fly off the edge of the earth out into the universe. Another variation is you can picture a glowing ball floating just above the ocean. With your mind, push that ball down under the water and hold it under the water for as long as you can. You might try pushing it all the way down to the bottom of the sea. Picture a bigger and bigger glowing ball each time. Another variation, picture a board with nails sticking up out of it and a hammer. With your mind, make the hammer hit the nails down into the wood, one right after the other, without your hands touching the hammer. The variations are endless, and these exercises can be very difficult, but with practice, they become easy, and you become an adept practitioner. This is the end of exercise 5 and the follow-up exercises.